Third hour of the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass on the ones and twos. Nashville SC returns to action at Geodis Park tomorrow night against New England, coming off a 2-0 win against Ottawa in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And to talk more about that, we bring in Nashville SC defender Jack Mayer, who is on the line with us now. Jack, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So how did it feel to get back? I know you guys have been training, but to actually get out there in some game action and get a shutout win against Ottawa, had to feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we were buzzing. I mean, preseason's good, but there ain't nothing like the real thing.
What are you – I know that the lineups will be a little bit different when you have the CONCACAF schedule and then the MLS schedule. So what are you able to learn getting out there for the first time that you can apply tomorrow night against New England?
Yeah, I think that one thing about our team is that we got a deep squad. So Coach BJ Callahan put a bunch of mixed guys in the group on Tuesday, and then we're just sort of going to be rolling out some of our best guys for the game tomorrow and going to give it everything we got.
How special was it for you? I believe you had the captain's band on. That had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, first time ever. So
nice.
I got drafted here 7 years ago, and I'm just filling in for Hani. Hani be the captain come tomorrow, but I had to go do my job.
Jack Mayer's on line with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Jack, kind of adding on to that, you first time being on the captain's armband, and you've been here 7 years, going into your seventh season, that is. What's it like for you to transition being a veteran center back and just being a leader for guys like Chris Applewhite and so forth?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, and it's a bit of a humbling responsibility. I think that I'm looking around the locker room now. I'm one of the old guys. I'm like, how in the world did this just happen? So I think I was the youngest guy on the team for my first 3 seasons, and now after year 7, I'm one of the grizzled vets. So it's different, but it's been a good responsibility.
And you guys made some additions this past offseason, one of them being Maxwell Bolzitski, center back. What's he been like with the team and also in training?
Yeah, he's an incredible player. Hopefully you guys eventually one day have him on, but he is just the nicest guy in the world. I think that that's one of the things that the fans will really appreciate about Maxwell, that he goes above and beyond to make every single person feels like I've known him for forever, and I just met him about a month ago.
Hey, Jack, Joe here. Please tell me your nickname is the mayor of Nashville or something like that, right?
I wish it was. That's reserved for Taylor Washington.
But you got name, though.
I do have a nickname, the Milkman.
Okay. Oh, can we ask why?
You can. So, growing up, I didn't think it was very weird, but my family would go through gallons of milk. And so I ended up literally my first day, I had to go through like rookie camp with the guys. I had to sing a song, stand up on a chair and give my 2 cents. And they made a mockery of the fact that my family would go through 7 gallons of milk each week.
Holy cow.
Hence Milkman.
There you go. I'm lactose intolerant. If I played soccer, I would have to, after one shift, go to the bathroom. So that's what I'm doing here. Hey, listen, how excited are you guys to get back to Geodis? It's your home place. You're back here. You're feeling good. You got a great team. You got to be excited about this weekend.
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of momentum last year at Geodis and had a really good home record. And I think that that's just goes out to the fans that we got. I think that we're going to have at least 25, hopefully 30,000 tomorrow, ready to pack the castle, and it's going to be good for us.
Jack Mayer is with us, defender for Nashville SC. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that you've been here 7 years with a draft pick, you've watched this whole thing build. I remember going to games at Nissan Stadium, and they were good. The fans were into it. But now Geodis, you call it the castle, has become, you know, just the place, and the atmosphere there is unmatched. That has to be extra special for you as someone that has kind of watched this build.
Yeah, so going from Nissan to now Geodis, I think that it's been one heck of a ride, and it was interesting. Even I ended up coming on trial for 2 weeks before I even got drafted to Nashville, whenever Nashville was a USL team. And we were training out of like a trailer, like a mobile trailer home. That was our locker room whenever we were a USL team. And going from a trailer where we trained pretty much for the 2 weeks that I was here to now have an unbelievable training facility and have Geodis Park, this soccer has grown so much in Nashville, and it's just a big favor and thanks to the ownership group that we have and just everybody, especially the fans that have made it so special.
Jack, when it comes from year one to year two under BJ Callahan, where have you seen the most growth in your game? Obviously, he asked a lot out of the players. This year, it's, I guess, expressed a lot of versatility throughout the lineup. Where have you seen the growth in your game?
Yeah, I think that the biggest difference in sort of my game is just, it's going to sound like a crazy answer, but the way I think about the game. I think that Gary, our old coach, had a certain style of soccer that he wanted his center backs big, strong, winning every aerial duel. And these are all things that BJ definitely still values and cares about. But he's more about how do we help get the guys like Hani Mukhtar and Sam Surge and now Christian Espinosa the ball. And it's just, we scored more goals last year than we ever have. And I think that's a big credit to BJ's attacking-minded football. And that's sort of what we're playing now.
We're talking to the Milkman on the Chase and Big Joe show. Let me ask you this. I'm fascinated by y'all's conditioning. I mean, do you have to be in shape like all 24? Because you guys play soccer like all year long. How do you keep your conditioning up? When do you get time to rest and relax? I mean, are you always constantly going here?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if I'm not kicking a soccer ball, I'm running sprints and suicides in the off season. My girlfriend hates it, but it's part of the job and you got to do it.
Is it more about speed? Is it condition? Is it everything involved with you when you're conditioning?
All the above. I think that we do a lot of conditioning for distances because we'll normally cover 7-8 miles in a game. Gosh. And that's one side of it. And then, by the way, you have some of the fastest people in the world,
right,
that you're up against. So you have to work on your sprint training as well. So I literally just got back from training and did sprint work to end training today.
Holy cow. If you had to run a mile, how fast could you run a mile?
That's a good question. I think I'd be around 5 minutes, 5:15-ish, right around there. If I had to go, that's what I'd guess.
I think I might get 2 laps. And I'm being serious. I mean, God bless you guys, man.
It's a lot, but we enjoy it.
Pretty amazing. Jack, thanks so much for joining us today. Best of luck tomorrow and obviously the whole way, but starting things off at Geodis Park tomorrow night, going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me on. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. That is Jack Mayer, defender for Nashville SC, the Milkman, as they will get underway tomorrow. They've already played a CONCACAF game, but they'll play an MLS, the first MLS game tomorrow against New England at Geodis Park. And also, you can hear more about Nashville SC on what, Dr. Crane?
Talking Calcio on the Game Nashville Sports Network podcast platform. So, go ahead.
You know, if he scores tomorrow, you got to go talk to him after the game and say we gave him the little extra bump, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He probably had a little extra dose of milk to go along with it. So, there you go.
So, Talking Calcio. Yes. You can get that on the Game Nashville Sports Network podcast. And you'll also hear it from time to time on the radio as well. I appreciate Jack Mayer for joining us and talking a little Nashville SC, because you know what, Joe? We are the people show, and we cover it all.
We are. And by the way, right now they're doing the short track speed skating. I'm fascinated by this, too, as well.
Yeah.
Because all they do is fight and knock each other down, and you win a gold medal. I could do that.
It's great. You'd be great at that.
Right?
You'd knock people down without even trying.
Right.
So would I. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5 The Game.